A healthy life starts with great sleep. Wake refreshed with Avocado's GOTS-certified organic green mattress, delivering breathable, back-loving support, natural materials from Avocado's own sustainable wool and latex farms, easy financing, a one-year sleep trial, and deep, restorative slumbers. Organic sleep awaits at avocadomattress.com.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
What's up, lightweights? Today we've got Riley Arnold, the newest addition and youngest performer on Dancing with the Stars season 32.
Hi!
Dance partner with Harry Jowsey.
Yes, it's me.
Wow. So you were just a prom 4 months ago.
Yes. And no, literally. Like, I turned 18 like 3 months ago, which is insane. And now I'm here and I'm just like, whoa, I'm too little.
What does everyone from your school think about it?
Oh, all my friends freaked out because I didn't know that I was moving to LA like until 2 weeks before I did. And so it was kind of just like, I'm here. And they're like, wait, why are you in LA? And then they find out I'm on the show and they're like, holy crap, Riley. Like, what are you doing? I'm like, I don't know.
It just happens that fast?
It happens that quickly. Yeah.
What, can you break down the phone call where you found out that you were getting it?
Yeah. So, well, first of all, I was asked to do like a Zoom interview. And like, I did a Zoom interview with a couple of the producers and like, it went good. It was like, just like nothing special. I was kind of just like, oh, they're just like kind of getting to know me. I'm getting on their radar. Don't know what's happening. But then like a week later after the Zoom interview, I was literally just like sitting on my couch, like about to take a nap. Like just, it was a regular day. I get the casting producer's like phone. I mean, her name comes up on my phone. I answer the call. She tells me I'm a pro and I'm like, holy cow. She tells me I'm moving 2 weeks later. And then the show was starting like 2 weeks into the thing. So I'm just like, it was just all just like out of nowhere, which is just crazy.
And you were applying to colleges?
Yes. No, I was like, literally the day I got a call, I was like going to go on my computer and look up start dates for an esthetician school. Yeah. And like I was going to go to college with my friends, do that whole thing, maybe move in with one of my friends. Like I was planning on like going to school, which is crazy.
Are you the youngest pro on the show ever?
Yes, I think I am. I mean, one of them was 18 when she came on, but I still think I'm younger than she was. So setting records.
That's insane.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
How do you become a pro to where they think that you can just teach somebody else? Were you a teacher prior?
Well, so when I was 13 years old, they did Dancing with the Stars Juniors, which is just a junior version of the show. And I did that, but I had like a mentor because my oldest sister was on the show for like 10 seasons. So I kind of like experienced the show through her, but she was like our mentor. So I didn't have to choreograph the dances. I just had to like dance with my celebrity partner. And so I kind of just like got familiar through that. But honestly, like they kind of just like trusted me that I could do it to put me on the show because it wasn't like I auditioned or like did anything there. So it's just crazy.
Do you know, were they looking at other people or were you like the chosen one?
I have no idea, but I know that last season there was nine girl pros, and there's only 7 this season. And so they like, that's why I was like, there's no way I'm going to be on the show. Like, I can't rely on this, but like, I know that they're putting me on the show for a reason, obviously, which is crazy.
And this is your dream.
No, like this has been my dream since I was like 8 years old. Like I watched my sister on the show. Like literally anytime someone asks me like, what are you going to do with your life? I'm like, I'm going to be a pro and dance with stars. Like, I don't know if I'm going to be, but I will be. Like, I'm going to make it happen. And I've worked my whole entire life for this. So just the fact that it's happening is just, like, Like, it's so surreal and awesome.
So you'd sit down, you'd watch the show every time it came out?
Oh, yes. I would go to all the tapings. Like, the minute I became the age to, like, go into the studio and watch the tapings, I was there. Like, I've been, like, a super fan my whole entire life. And the fact that, like, I'm living my dream at 18 years old is, like, oh, I'm just, like, so proud of myself, which is just so awesome.
So you're partnered with Harry.
Yes.
Dancing with the Stars.
Yes.
Who are some of the other competitors on the show that you're worried about?
Well,
celebrity wise.
Yes. I don't know. I feel like everyone kind of just like brings their own thing, because sometimes it's not all about the dancing. It's about like how you approach things, how you grow throughout the show, like what your personality is. So, I mean, Harry's not an experienced dancer. Like, I will say, like, he came in with no dance experience. He's already getting so much better. And I think it's going to be fun to, like, see him get better each week and progress and become a dancer. But I'm like, dancing-wise, I mean, I feel like we do have quite a bit of threats. But, like, that's okay. Like, we're happy doing it. So that's all that matters.
Lele Pons, Jason Mraz.
Yes.
The lineup is stacked.
No, it is. It's crazy. I, like, walked in, like, meeting all the celebrities. I'm like, oh, my gosh. I'm in the same room as them. And I'm, like, working with them, basically. But they're all, like, so kind and, like, so humble. And it's just really refreshing when you, like, look up to somebody and you finally meet them and you're like, oh. They're chill. Like, they're awesome.
Were you familiar with Harry before you found out you were his partner?
Yes. Oh, who doesn't know who Harry Jowsey is? Especially at, like, my age, I'm like, of course I know who he is. Which is, like, I don't know. Like, I just knew him from, like, TikTok and just social media stuff. I never watched Too Hot to Handle. I've watched it now that I've met him. But I never watched it beforehand. But I knew exactly who he was, like... I mean, I just saw his content, like, everywhere.
Did you think you guys would vibe?
I honestly didn't know. I was like, I think I could tell he had, like, a fun, nice side. But honestly, I, like, going into it, I was like, I didn't know what to expect. I was like, he could either be, like, really mean and, like, cocky, or he could be, like, a sweetheart and super fun. And he's a sweetheart and he's super fun. He, like, is so kind, so easy to work with. He's really humble. And, like, I never really saw, like, his, like, that side to him. But now that I've met him, I'm like, wow, like, you are just so awesome. Like, he's the best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's had progress as far as learning how to dance since.
Yes. He was very, like, nervous the first day. And it was almost like he, like, couldn't, like, get, like, out of his head of, like, the nervousness. And so that made the dancing hard. But I feel like he's definitely, like, letting loose, getting the steps. But I'm just excited for you guys to see him dance. Like, he's, like, getting there.
That's crazy.
Yeah. No, it's awesome.
Wow.
Yeah.
You've obviously studied the show. Do you have a strategy how you're going to carry yourself throughout? Because you've been such a fan and now, like, this is your moment.
Yes. Well, obviously, before I went into the show, I knew, like, the ups and downs of it all. I knew that it wasn't all, like, amazing. And I knew that, like, there's a lot of challenges with it. But I feel like for me, it's just, like, take it one step at a time. Like, don't get ahead of myself. Don't look at, like, the other, like, people and how they're, like, doing it their way. Like, just do it my way, how I feel comfortable with that. And just, like, most importantly, just, like, to be myself and not try to, like, change who I want to be or, like, I don't know, just, like, being true to myself, doing what, like, feels comfortable with me, and just, like, understanding that it is super awesome, but it's also a really, really hard job and stressful job.
Yeah. What kind of workload does it have? Because you're going to rehearsals right after this.
Yes. Yeah. So it's like 4-hour rehearsals, but like for the pros, we have to do like choreography prep. We have to.
Is Harry in the room for that?
No. So like I'm like in my apartment, like just prepping like choreo that I'm going to teach him for the day. So it just takes like that extra stuff. You're getting emails like every 5 minutes about like information, things you need to sign, like things you need to sign off, Zoom calls, like. It is very time consuming, but like, I love it. And like, this is what I wanted to do. So like, I'm just like, yeah, doing it.
Can you break down the show for people who might not be familiar as far as like the elimination process?
Yes.
How many episodes?
Yeah. So you are paired with, so a pro dancer is paired with a celebrity that either can dance or can't. But so you get paired with them. You like figure out what your first week dance is and kind of like this, you figure out the song, the style. And so you teach your partner, you have like a week to teach your partner, and then we have like a dress rehearsal, then we go out and do the show. It's live as well. So that's scary that it's live because there's no like practice or like if you mess up, you can't go back. So it's live, there's an audience, and then you do your dance, you get like your scores, and then after you dance, the first episode, no one goes home because it's all voting. So people vote from like the first episode to the second episode. And then once you get to the second episode, one couple goes home, whoever got like the least amount of votes. So yeah, that's kind of how it works.
How far in do you think you guys are going to go?
I have no idea. I'm hoping far. I feel like we're a really fun couple. And I feel like a lot of people have been really excited to like see our content, like just see how we're doing. I mean, I feel like I might be able to tell after the first episode, but I feel like our personality and like the way we work together, we just like laugh the whole time. We have so much fun. And I think a lot of people are going to like love seeing that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's 4-hour training days with Harry.
Yes.
Are the cameras rolling on you the entire 4 hours?
Yes, they are. But you kind of just like tune them out. You kind of just have to like not see the cameras. And it gets to a point where you're just like, oh, we're just in the room, just us two. But yeah, the cameras are on us the whole time.
So that's the 4 hours you're training with Harry. And then the rest of your day is you figuring out the choreography and how you're going
to
teach him.
Uh-huh. Yep. So I'll just like go home, like go in my room, listen to the song, like figure out like certain ways I want to do it. But that's like, it's crazy.
How much notice do you get for what the song is and what your costumes are for each episode?
So like a week or 2 weeks before like the first episode, I just did like a Zoom call with the creative and they kind of tell me like what my costume's going to be, like the staging I need to use, my hair and makeup. They tell me that I can like switch it around if like something I don't feel comfortable with, or I can like make up ideas and be like, I want to do this or this. But they give us the music like 3 weeks before we actually do it. So that's really nice because that gives me like a lot of time to prepare.
What if your costume's almost a longer dress? Are you allowed to say you want it shorter given what your dance is going to be?
Oh, yes. Like their input, they're always like, it's like a very collaborative process, which I love because I feel like if I didn't have any say, like I wouldn't like it. So yeah, if I'm like, oh, I don't like the color of that or the length of that, I can be like, you guys need to change that, and they will. So that's good.
Do you know if we're getting a Halloween-themed episode?
Oh, yes. Always. Yep. Disney and Halloween are like always promised. But I'm excited to see like the other weeks. I think they'll be really fun.
Do you know what you want to do for your Disney theme?
I don't. I'm like, I don't know. I feel like it's like the 100th anniversary for Disney. So I think they'll go more in like old-timey, like classic, but I'm like, I have no idea. Yeah. They haven't told me what we have yet, so I'm like, we'll see.
Do you deal with a lot of pressure as far as practicing at home and then practicing in front of the cameras with the studio audience?
Yes, I do feel a lot of pressure. I mean, like, the first couple weeks that I was in LA and I, like, moved here and things were, like, starting to kick off, I was so overwhelmed. I'm just like, I, like, don't know if I can, like, fully, like, do this. I'm like, does my mind, like, am I mature enough for this? Like, am I ready for this? But, like, as, like, the weeks gone on and I met Harry, I met, like, how he works and how we work together, I feel, like, way less overwhelmed. I feel like you just kind of get in, like, this zone and, like, you just know how to, like, respond to everything. And then it gets to a point where you're just, like, numb to, like, the craziness and you're just like, I got this. So that's good that I'm like getting used to it.
Yeah. Did you drive your car out here from Utah?
Yes, I did. Yeah. I drove it out with like my whole car was just full of clothes because I had to bring everything. But yeah, I drove my car out, so I have it here. But yeah, I'm like driving in LA is the worst. I'm like not a great driver already in Utah. And in Utah, the roads are so wide and like a lot of leeway. And I get here and I'm like, oh my gosh. And the traffic, like, it's so bad. I'm like, how do you live here permanently and drive here permanently? Like, I could never.
Yeah.
I couldn't.
What's your relationship with Harry outside the rehearsal block?
I feel like we are just, like, really good friends. I mean, we, like, text all the time. We're just, like, thinking of content ideas. We've gone to, like, a couple things together and a couple events. But honestly, like, I feel like we're just becoming really close. And, like, we just have a lot of fun together. And, yeah. I just think so highly of him. I think he is so awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the experience like when you went to the J Balvin release? Was that fun? Just the two of you, like...
Yeah.
Because you're about to embark on this huge endeavor.
Yes.
And you guys are hanging outside, like, doing fun things together.
Yes. Yeah. No, it's nice to go and, like, do fun things. I mean, it's crazy. I literally... It's so funny. I'm, like, on the drive up. Like, I was texting one of my friends. She's like, what are you up to? I'm like, oh, I'm just, like, going to David Dobrik's house. Like, what? What is my life right now? Like, it's just so crazy. But it was so fun. And it's fun to, like, do outside things with him just so, like, we can get to know each other more, like... I don't know. It's been really fun.
How important is that for your dancing? Because you have to try and it is to have that relationship with the person.
Yes, definitely. Like, you can definitely tell when someone isn't, like, not close or they're, like, don't really like each other. You can definitely tell when someone's dancing because, like, we have to be together for 4 hours in a rehearsal studio. And if I'm not vibing with my partner, like, that's going to be the worst 4 hours of my life. So, like, we have to have, like, some connection with each other, but I think we're good.
Is Harry ever not fully in the rehearsal? Or is those 4 hours he's, like, dedicated?
Oh, he's very dedicated. I mean, there's times where, like, I'm like, okay, he needs a water break or he needs a snack break. But, like, Harry.
A snack break?
Yes. No, Harry is, like, he eats. Like, if he hasn't eaten before rehearsal, like, get food in him now and then we'll be good.
Yeah.
But I love just, like, figuring those things out. But he's very dedicated. He comes in ready to work hard. He's such a hard worker and he wants to do so good, which I love so much because I'm so competitive. Like, so competitive. So I feel like we both just have that, like, same vibe. But, yeah. I mean, he's there for the, like, whole 4 hours. But, I mean, I have to give some breaks.
With your sister being on the show prior, have you heard stories about previous celeb dancers not really being in it 100%?
Oh, yes. There's a lot of, like, celebs who, like, just go into it because they feel like they need the work. But they're not actually loving what they're doing. They're kind of like, a lot of people also don't know what they're getting themselves into. Because it is like a very intensive hours.
Are you ready to lose weight? With Effecty, getting access to powerful GLP-1 weight loss medications has never been easier or more affordable. Effecty offers compounded semaglutide, the same active ingredients as the popular name brands, but for up to 80% less. These medications work by regulating appetite and blood sugar, helping you lose weight in a sustainable, science-backed way. Getting started is simple. Fill out a short medical questionnaire, then connect with a licensed provider through a chat-based telehealth consultation. If you're eligible, your prescription gets shipped straight to your door. No hassle, no waiting rooms. With transparent pricing, no hidden fees, and no membership required, Effecty is committed to making proven weight loss treatments accessible to everyone. I do have a few friends who have used GLP-1, and it helps get them on the right path to sustain a healthier lifestyle. It's helped with weight loss and confidence. So if you're ready to level up your weight loss game right now, my listeners can get $50 off of GLP-1 weight loss treatments at Effecty.com with my code LIGHTWEIGHT at checkout. That's Effecty.com, EFFECTY.com, and use code LIGHTWEIGHT to get $50 off your first month of GLP weight loss treatment. No hassles, no memberships, and no hidden fees. Get started today.
Sometimes it could be hard eating healthy when you're feeling like you're giving up flavor or fun. That's where I have a food hack for you. Washington Red Raspberries are a clean, simple, and seriously delicious way to add more nutrition to your day. They're American grown, picked at peak ripeness, and frozen within hours to lock in nutrients like fiber, antioxidants, and vitamin C. And they have no added sugar, just fruit. As nature intended. I try to get my fruit in all fun ways, whether it's a smoothie, a salad, it's really just a treat. Frozen Washington Red Raspberries are one of the best kept secrets in the freezer aisle. They're naturally low in sugar, high in fiber, and support gut health, blood sugar balance, and overall wellness. And because they're frozen at the peak of ripeness, they deliver big time nutrition and flavor year round. So whether you're trying to clean up your snacks or build better meals, these berries are a total win. You can find frozen Washington Red Raspberries in the frozen fruit section of most major grocery retailers.
And Costco.
If you want to discover new ways to use American frozen red raspberries, get more details on where you can grab them simply by going to redraz.org. That's redraz.org. You'll find recipes, health tips, retail locations, and everything you need to make Washington Red Raspberries a regular part of your routine.
Look for product of the U.S.
We all want to feel our best, but let's be real. Some wellness trends are hard to stick with. Taking shots of apple cider vinegar? No thanks. Swallowing giant vitamins? Not for me. Goalie Nutrition is wellness made easy and delicious with their chewable gummies. From apple cider vinegar for digestion support to ashwagandha for stress relief, Goalie's gummies fit effortlessly into your routine. They're made with high quality ingredients, taste amazing, and are packed with essential B vitamins to help you feel your best every day. Apple cider vinegar has been used for centuries as a traditional remedy for digestion and gut health, now in a convenient gummy form. More than just ACV, from ashwagandha for stress relief, plus they're packed with essential vitamins, organic ingredients, and no artificial nonsense. No mixing, measuring, or mess. Just grab, chew, and conquer your day. Made for every lifestyle with a formula that works for you. Plus, they're made in the USA. Loved worldwide. So head to goalie.com now and get America's number one ashwagandha and apple cider vinegar gummies at an exclusive 42% off. Give them a try, risk-free. Backed by their money-back guarantee. Because wellness should be simple, effective, and delicious. Don't wait. Visit goalie.com today.
And it's hard work. And I don't think a lot of people understand how hard like dancing is and like how hard it is to sit in a rehearsal studio for 4 hours. So a lot of people, I think, get into it and they're like, whoa, this is like really hard. Like, can I do this? But I mean, all of my sister's partners have actually been like really hard workers and like have wanted to be there and like came on the show for a reason, which I feel like is good because Harry like came on the show because he wants to do it and like he has a reason for doing it. But if he was just like doing it, like I feel like they're just not mentally there for it, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Has your sister ever won?
Yes. Yes. She won with her partner. He was Jordan Fisher.
Oh, Jordan.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So good. He was such a good dancer and they were so good together. And they just like stuck it out to the end. She did really good though, like on all of her seasons. She was in the finale, like for the good majority of her, all of her seasons. Like, she's just a really good pro and like a really good like teacher, choreographer. And I just look up to her so much.
I watched an episode last night where Charli D'Amelio was on it.
Uh-huh.
Isn't that like she obviously has a ledge because she's a dancer.
Yes.
But the show, as long as you're not a professional dancer, the celebrity can do it.
Yes. Well, the thing with Dancing with the Stars is it's a different like style of dancing. Like it's ballroom and Latin. And like Charli, like, I mean, I don't know if she trained in ballroom and Latin, but she like trained in like the jazz and hip hop. And those are very different from ballroom and Latin. So like when she's coming into the show, she really is coming blindly. I mean, she has natural rhythm, like she can dance, but like those were like her first like ballroom and Latin step. So it's like she was kind of like in the same boat as everyone else. She just had like more rhythm and she was so good.
Yeah.
Like watching her, I'm like, oh my gosh.
I watched her Halloween episode. I was just blown. She's like on her back walking on her hands.
Yes. I'm like, you need to be a pro. Like, not a celebrity.
Has anyone?
She's so good.
Has anyone gone from celebrity to pro?
No, there hasn't been anyone.
That's an idea.
Yeah, it is a good idea, actually.
Also, an All Stars episode.
Oh, they need that so badly. I'm like, I wonder who is like the best of the best, like,
yeah,
actually. But that would be so smart to do that.
What's been your favorite theme episode in the past?
I feel like I always just love Disney. Like, I just feel like the vibes are just so good. I love Disney. Like, I love Disneyland. And I feel like the vibes for the Disney night are just so good. But also, like, Halloween is super fun. Like, when I was on Juniors, Halloween was super fun. Like, them putting in my costume, doing my makeup and hair. Like, I always loved that so much. It was so fun.
Have you gotten to explore LA where you went to Disneyland?
Oh, yes.
You have?
Yes. Yeah. So I would come down here all the time for Lindsay when she was on the show, just because I was just going to see her tapings and we were visiting her. And we'd go to Disney a lot. And like, I feel like I'm very familiar with LA, which is good. Like, I'm glad I had that under my belt before I moved. But yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's so cool. Yeah. I love when people are like newly, freshly like living in LA.
Like figuring it out. Like.
Yeah. Because I was really hoping I ran into you last night. When I saw Harry, I was like, oh my God, Riley's coming.
Yeah.
And but you didn't.
Yeah.
Just to see you in that environment would have been so cool. And then seeing you here would have been cool.
Yeah. It's interesting. Me at parties is like, I don't know. You're probably like, what is she doing here? But
no, I'm not there at all. How long are you in hair and makeup for on the shoot day?
On the shoot day, it's honestly not too bad. It depends on like the hair and makeup you have, but like normal like curls, makeup, like just for a regular dance, it's like maybe like an hour and a half, 2 hours. But like if you're doing like full Halloween or like crazy makeup, I think it's a really long time. But like it really depends, because sometimes they'll have you come like really early in the morning on show days and they'll like get you all glammed up before you have to if it's going to take a while. But it really just depends.
When is the show day from now?
It's in, wait, what day is it today?
Saturday.
Sunday, Monday. It's in 3 days.
How do you feel?
3 days away. Oh my gosh. I'm really excited. Like, I'm just excited to like just do it and just be like, oh my gosh, I did my first show. But like, I'm going to be so nervous. And the hard part is Harry's going to be nervous too. So I got to like keep my composure. But I'm so excited. And it's like, it's such a big thing for me and something I wanted to do for so long. So I'm probably going to be like crying the whole day. But I've noticed.
Like actually crying?
Oh yeah, for sure. Just like, oh my gosh, like I'm here. Like even now, like I went to GMA a week ago. And just like being there and like walking into the GMA set and like just being like, wait, like, I'm going to be on Good Morning America. I just, like, crying. I'm like, this is so cool. And I've dreamt about this my entire life. And I'm here. Like, right out of high school. Like, this is what I wanted to do, which is just so crazy. But I've also noticed, like, at home in Utah, like, I usually sleep in till, like, 10:30, 11. Like, I'm getting my beauty rest. But like the stresses and anxiety, I'm up at like 6 a.m. and I'm like, what am I doing? Like, I need to sleep. But like, I feel like just like the nerves of the show have really been keeping me up at night.
Like, what's it like seeing your face on a billboard with Harry?
Oh, insane. I mean, I haven't seen one yet, but like.
Oh, I thought you did. On your Snapchat, yes. Didn't you post it?
Yeah, I saw like Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, that wasn't you guys?
Yes, yeah, that wasn't us.
Got
it. I mean, if that was us, I would cry. But I mean, I was crying when I saw the Dancing with the Stars. I'm like, just like also seeing like commercials on TV, like during like football. Like I was watching football with my dad the other day and a commercial for Dancing with the Stars comes up and I'm like, wait, I'm on that show. Like that's the show that I'm going to be on. And it's just crazy to think of how like big it is.
Yeah.
Which is insane.
I mean, 32 seasons is crazy.
So many seasons. Like what has gone 32 seasons before?
Do
like,
they do two seasons a year?
So they used to, but like for the past little while, they've just done one. But
got it.
I mean, it'd be really fun if they did two. Because yeah. Then, I mean, I would be like, I'd have a really busy year. But yeah.
Would you freak out? Do you know if you're asked back ready?
No. So they don't tell you literally until like 2 weeks before. Like they don't tell
for
you.
For everybody?
Yes. So you sign a contract and it's not like if they don't use you for a year, your contract like goes away. But they don't like promise you the amount of seasons you're going to be on. They just kind of like they figure out the celebrities they have and they just like cast the pros depending on who the celebrities are because they want to make perfect like pairings, which I totally understand. But it's scary because I'm like, am I going to be on next season? Let's hope.
Why do you think they paired you with Harry?
I think me and Harry just bring like a fun young vibe. Like I feel like he's like very in like the social media aspect of things and like pairing it with a 18-year-old girl I feel like is so smart. Because then honestly like just in our rehearsals I'm like, okay, yeah, this is a perfect pairing. Like we have like a lot of the same like personality traits. We just have so much fun together. We're both like wanting to make really fun content together and like make fun TikToks. And so that's why I just think we're like perfect for each other.
Yeah. So with the shoot day coming up in 3 or 4 days,
yeah,
are you guys on track to where you want to be?
Yes, actually, yeah, I feel good. We've had like, so you have like 2.5 weeks before the first show to like get familiar with your partner, teach him like basic steps, and then like teach him the dance.
And is that 5 days of 4 hours a day?
Yes.
Yeah. Got it.
So we've just been doing that, and I feel like I feel ready. I feel like he's ready. We know the dance, like our first dance, really well.
Riley, this is crazy.
I know. Like, it's so crazy. Like, I'm going to be, like, performing in 3 days, the dance we've been practicing, and I'm just like, I hope we don't mess up, but I doubt we will. I don't want to even put that out in the atmosphere. I think we're going to do amazing.
Let's say you guys do amazing.
Uh-huh.
And then the next day, are you already working on the second routine?
Yes. Yeah. Like, well, we have like 4 days to prepare our next dance because it's like we have like 4 rehearsal days and then the other days are like camera blocking and rehearsal days.
What does that mean? So the cameras know where you're dancing to film it correctly?
Yes, exactly. So you have to have the dance done like after 4 days so you can like let the team know like about your dance and where the camera angles are going to go and all that.
Are you there on stage rehearsing it for the cameras?
No. So that we just like film a video in rehearsal and send it to one of the producers and then they like look at our dance, see what they want to do with our dance. And then the day before the show, we do a camera blocking and you just run the dance on the stage a couple of times, make sure all the camera angles are good. And then the next day is the show. So it's really only like 4 rehearsal days to teach him a dance, which is crazy. Like learning a dance in 4 days is pretty hard, but he can do it. I believe in him.
How long are the dances?
They're like, they get longer each week because people go home, obviously, but they're like a minute or more, but they're always like usually a minute long.
And so do you block it off like, okay, today he's going to learn the first 10 seconds. We're going to get that perfect. And then we're going to work on the next 10 seconds.
Usually like for my process, I feel like I give him all of it in one day. Like we don't do it with music. I just like teach him the whole thing, get it in his brain. And then the next day I like clean it. Figure out what he can't do, what
are
we need to add.
Are you recording it yourself to see?
Yes, okay. Yeah. Like, I, like, study. I go home, watch the videos, like, 10,000 times. I'm like, okay, yeah, he needs to put this there. We need to do this there. So I just kind of, like, get him familiar for, like, the first 2 days. And then, like, maybe the third day, we're, like, trying to do it with music. But it's hard to do it with music because it's, like, so much faster. It's a little distracting. But, like, he honestly learned our first dance really quick. So I'm, like, feeling good about that. Like, I feel good for the weeks ahead, which
so
is good.
You go home, you study it, you watch it.
Mm-hmm.
What does he go home doing?
I hope he's watching the videos.
Oh, you do?
Yes. Well, we have like a shared album
yeah.
that we put all the videos on, and I tell him to watch the videos. I mean, if he doesn't, it's okay. I mean, it's whatever. But I'm hoping he's watching the videos and like preparing his mind, but it's okay if he's not.
Hey, let me just reset the camera.
Okay.
Do you get to see any of the other competitors and their dances and their moves?
Yes, sometimes. Like, we all have, like, we all rehearse at the same studio, and there's times where there's, like, other people there, and what we call it is a show and tell, and we just, like, show each other our dances just so they can get familiar with, like, dancing in front of a crowd, because it's different when you're just in a rehearsal studio. Like, if Harry's just alone with me dancing, it's much different when there's, like, actually people watching. So it's actually good to, like, practice and, like, see the other couples and kind of get, like, that competitive spirit going, but we haven't done like a show and tell yet with any of the other couples. So I'm like, oh gosh, I need to see what we're working with here. I need to see the other competitors.
How do you think how do you think the other pros view you being this new 18-year-old first time on the season? Obviously, you're a seasoned dancer, but.
Yes, yes. I mean, I'm sure they're kind of just like, can she handle this? But a lot of them like know who I am. They know my oldest sister, Lindsay. We're all like super close, and they've all been like big brothers and sisters to me, and they're all just like, how you doing? Like, how you're feeling? Like, how is today going? They're all just super supportive and super kind. I mean, it is kind of hard because I am young, and they're like all older. Most of them are like married, they have kids, so like we're just in totally completely different spots in our life, like polar opposites, but they've been like super supportive. They always make sure that I'm doing good and like I'm like in a good spot, but yeah, I wonder what they're thinking.
I think exactly that. I feel like you have the best edge because like you moved here for this.
Yes.
Like you don't have like kids to go take care of.
Yes, exactly. Like I am putting every part of my life into this show, which I think is so important because if you have like no distractions, like you can do anything. So I think it's really good.
Has anyone ever won Dancing with the Stars as their first season as a pro?
Yes, one person has. Yes, it was Julianne Hough. She's a host of the show now. She won her very first season, and oh, that would be insane if I won. Like, actually insane. I mean, I don't want to say I will, but like, that would be crazy, and I would literally freak out.
Who is she partnered with?
I don't know, actually. He must have been good.
I feel like if anyone can do it, it's Harry.
I know, seriously. I'm like, honestly, maybe we're like giving off winning vibes, but we'll see.
What happens if you guys win the whole show?
So if we win the whole show, we get like a mirror ball trophy. We're just like, I don't know. We just get the bragging rights of winning, which is my favorite thing ever.
Do you get to come back then because you did win?
Well, I mean, if I do win, there's a really good chance that they would cast me as a pro again. But I guess you never know. But yeah, you just kind of have the title of winning Dancing with the Stars.
If you came back, who would you want to get partnered with celebrity-wise? Who's your dream?
Who's my dream?
Who's your dream to, like, dance with? And then who's your dream? Did you know there's an online cannabis company that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to target nearly every mood and health concern you can think of. I'm talking about Mood.com's incredible line of functional gummies. And you can get 20% off your first order at Mood.com with promo code LIGHTWEIGHT. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and can take you to the mood that you're looking for. Mood's functional gummies combine premium, federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help get you in the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. And it ships discreetly to your door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations. Not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with the code LIGHTWEIGHT. So head to Mood.com, find your functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. Don't forget to use the promo code LIGHTWEIGHT when you check out to save 20% off on your first order.
A healthy life starts with great sleep. Wake refreshed with Avocado's GOTS certified organic green mattress, delivering breathable, back-loving support, natural materials from Avocado's own sustainable wool and latex farms, easy financing, a one-year sleep trial, and deep, restorative slumbers. Organic sleep awaits, at avocadomattress.com.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. It prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
To just be partnered with.
I don't know. I feel like I have no idea. I don't know like any like celebrities that are like great dancers. Because I feel like, well, one person that I would like actually die is Jacob Elordi.
Oh, yeah?
He's beautiful. Like him as a partner, I'm like, I'm hoping he's a nice guy, but like he is beautiful. I would die if I was just like his partner and like I got to spend time with him.
I mean, I'm going to clip this and then the producers are going to see it and then they're going to partner you with him. Yeah, they're like, okay, yeah.
Riley needs to be with Jacob Elordi.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's beautiful. I would like fall in love.
Is there anyone older that you'd want to be partnered with?
Trying to think. Or, ooh, like Grey's Anatomy, what's his name? Patrick Dempsey. I would die if he was my partner. Like, he is my favorite person. That is, like, my favorite show. But if he was my partner, that would be really cool. Because I mean, like, A-list, like, those kinds of people don't really do Dancing with the Stars, but maybe for me, he would.
That'd be so cool.
That would be so cool.
My wife and I were talking about last night, like, you and Harry, like, make sense. But then if you were partnered with an older person...
Yeah.
Like, how would that look? How fun would that be cool to see?
I mean, when I got casted on the show, I was just like, I mean, if I'm on, they probably have a younger celebrity who's, like, in the now. Because, like, they could pair an older person with any one of the pros. But, like, a young person like Harry is perfect for me. That's why I do think I was casted. But I still think it would be really funny and, like, fun to see me with an older guy. I just think it'd be, like, funny and entertaining to see because I am so young. Like, we would just be completely different, but I do think it would still be really fun.
Yeah, I think that'd be so cool of, like, what are you going to do after and what he's going to go do after?
Yeah, exactly. Like, just different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you envy your sister's trophy?
Oh, yes. All the time. I mean, I would love to, like, get to the position that she was. And if I won this season or any season that I'm on, I would just be, like, oh, I would... cry endlessly. Like, that would be so awesome.
For those 2 weeks after you got that phone call, was your life chaos?
Oh, I was, yes. It was like, okay, what do I need to do to prepare? I got a pack.
Did you know you were partnered with Harry at that point?
No, I didn't. So I didn't know until we met. Yeah, they didn't tell me who it was. I mean, I had like little hunches and I had a feeling that it was him for some reason.
Why?
I don't know. Well, it was like he came like... the minute I got on the show, I saw him, like, a lot on my social media. Like, he was on my TikTok For You page. There was, like, certain, like, I was getting, like, Reddit, like, notifications of him. And I was like, wait, why is Harry Jowsey all of a sudden, like, in my mind and, like, on my phone? I was like, I mean, that would be really smart if the show casted him. So, like, it might be my partner. And I had a hunch. And then I met him and I was like, oh, my gosh, it's him.
How'd they reveal that it was him?
We just, like, I was in the studio and he just, like, walked in and we were,
are they
like,
filming you?
Yes. Yeah, they're filming me, filming him, filming us together. And then we have, like, a little conversation kind of talking about, like, why he did the show, why he's here, any dance experience. And then I teach him a couple steps and we see how he's doing.
Was he familiar with the show prior?
Yes. Yeah. So he knew what the show was. I mean, you'll see when the show airs, like, kind of why he did it. But... like, his family knew about it. He has a management team who loves Dancing with the Stars. And, yeah, he knew what it was before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So even though you didn't make it or get eliminated yet for the first episode.
Yes.
Are you already working on the second routine in your head?
Yes. Oh, sorry, I'm getting a call.
Wait, if you need to take it, you can.
No, I'm fine.
Okay.
Yeah, so I have to kind of prep the choreo for the second dance, like, in advance, because, I mean, there is only 4 days. So I have the song already for our second week. I like have it in my mind and I'm like figuring out what I want to do with Harry in it. But like, I'm already trying to get like steps familiar with him too, just so we're not like walking into it blindly when it like actually comes.
Right.
Yeah. But like, I already know like my third week song as well.
I feel like he's so limber. Like, he's probably so good at, because I used to box with him.
Uh-huh.
So I've seen like, he can move.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. No, he's a good mover. He's just very, he's 7'5". Wait, 7'5"?
7'5"? He's a giant.
If he was 7'5", I'd hope he wouldn't do the show. Rerun. He's 6'5", so he's just very tall, and it's hard for tall, and he's big. And it's hard for tall and big people to, like, move fast on their feet, and that's kind of what they need to do. But he's getting familiar, and he, like, definitely, like, has, like, a groove to him. He's, like, he's good at, like, TikTok dances, so we're, like, in the clear dancing-wise. I feel like he's going to be really good.
Do you get excited every time you post a TikTok with him?
Oh, yes. It's so fun. It's so fun that we're, like, both posting TikToks and, like, having people kind of, like, see how we work. But it's really fun to, like, post TikToks with him, and all my friends are like, what is your life, Riley? Like, you are just posting TikToks and spending time with Harry? Like, you're living my dream. I'm like, yeah, I know. He's pretty cool.
So they haven't announced the first theme yet, right?
No, they haven't. Well, usually the first week is just like a dance. There isn't necessarily a theme because you're just trying to get to know like the celebrity.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. It's crazy.
Oh, I'm so excited for the first episode.
I know. I can't believe it's 3 days away. Like, I'm just freaking out inside.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Do you have a relationship with any of the other pros?
Yeah. So a lot of them are actually from my hometown, Utah.
Really?
And yeah, I've known them like my whole entire life. So Jenna Johnson, who's a pro on the show, I've like known her my whole entire life. She grew up in Utah. She was like Lindsay's best friend growing up.
Who's she partnered with?
Tyson Beckford, the model. Yeah, he's a really famous model. And then I know Brandon Armstrong. He's paired with Lele Pons.
Lele's a good dancer.
Oh, yeah. She's so good. I'm like, you guys are going to be so freaking good. I mean, they're definitely a threat, like dancing-wise, but he grew up in Utah as well, and I knew him like my whole life. So that's really nice because, like, I know the pros, and it wasn't like I was walking into it like blindly, kind of like the new girl. Like, I feel like I was already like a part of it, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lele and Harry are the only social media people? Yeah. Or if Harry's it.
Yes, yeah. They're the only social media people, I think. But I think it's honestly like so good to put people like that, because like, I feel like I know those two more than I know like a lot of the actors that are on the show, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I know who the actors are, but like, I knew who Harry Jowsey and Lele Pons were, and I think that's so smart, because social media is so big, and it really is like, it consumes people's everyday life, and I think it's so smart to put social media people on the show. A lot of people have like controversy about it, and they're like, they're not real celebrities or like something like that, but I think it's really fun to like see a social media person like do something challenging, do something like vulnerable, and I think it's really smart for them to put Lele and Harry on the show.
I think so, too. I saw those comments, and I was just so confused to, like, they're not real celebrities.
Yeah.
But
I'm like, well, you obviously don't spend time on social media, but a lot of people who do, like,
freak out about it.
Yes, freaking out that he's on the show or that Lele's on the show. And also, like, all that matters is, like, when the people watch and they find us entertaining, that's all that matters. Like, a lot of those comments are just very few people making those comments. But I feel like once you actually see, like, who we are and, like, what we are as people, I feel like people are just going to, like, fall in love with that.
What prior social media people have there been? Charlie, her mom?
Yes. Charlie, her mom. I'm trying to think. I feel like there hasn't been that many, honestly. Like, I feel like it's mostly, like, I mean, the other thing is, like, there's a lot of, like, housewives that come on the show a lot of the times.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, Teresa.
Yes. Yep. And there's, like, just, like, reality show people, but not that many, like, social media, like, influencers.
Were there other people that you really, really liked and rooted for in the past seasons?
I really like Charlie. I mean, the whole, like, the whole season, I was just like, she needs to win. Like, she is so good.
And
like,
she did.
Yeah, she did win. But, yeah, I really liked her. I don't know. I feel like I've liked a lot of people. But, like, Jordan, my sister's partner, was so good. Always rooted for them. Any of my sister's partners, I feel like I was just like, okay, you need to do good.
Who else was she partnered with?
So, I'm trying to think of, like, who would you know? She was partners with David Ross, a baseball player from the Cubs. She's partnered with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Yep.
How tall is she?
He was 7'2", and 72 years old at the time he did the show.
He was 72?
Mm-hmm. Yep. So that was really fun. And she's only like 5'6".
Wow.
Yeah. So that was a cool partner, but it was kind of an interesting dynamic. She was partners with like Calvin Johnson, the football player, Jordan Fisher. Victor Ortiz was like her first partner.
The boxer?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, he was supposed to come on here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he was one of her partners. Yeah. Those are, I mean, I think I missed a couple, but like those were some of her partners.
Was Victor really good?
He was all right. I mean, they didn't make it very far and it was her very first season. So it was like kind of hard because it was just like she was trying to figure out the whole show. But yeah, he was pretty good. I mean, I feel like I was kind of young. I don't really remember if they were good or not.
How did she get on the radar for Dancing with the Stars?
So she was on So You Think You Can Dance when she turned 18. So she did that show and Dancing with Stars just kind of watched her on that. And they were like, oh, like we're interested in her. So they just did like a call with her. But the funny thing is she found out she was going to be a pro and they told her to move out to LA the next day. Yeah.
And she did it.
She just dropped everything and left to LA. She was like signing up for college, just like I was. And it was just like unexpected. She was like, okay, I'm going. But it's just crazy how they like, it's really so hard to get on the show because it's not like there's an audition process or like it's all about casting. They need to make sure that you're like the perfect person to be on the show at the time. And so it's really hard to get on. And for like dancers to get on, it's a big deal. So I just feel so lucky that I'm on the show.
Do they have not family dinners with you and the other pros or anything, but like group activities for you guys all to hang out?
Yeah. So when I first got to LA, they did like a little dinner with the pros and some of the producers and the hosts just so we could like kind of just see each other and like update each other on what's going on. And then we had like a little cocktail party before GMA and I met all the celebrities. But they do get togethers like quite often, but not like too much. But it's kind of nice because then I'm like, I feel like it's like a family. The thing I love about Dancing with the Stars is like everyone is so kind. Like all the like producers, all the people that you work with are just such good and nice people. It really truly just feels like a family. And like Harry coming from like reality shows, he's like, this is a completely different vibe than like my reality shows I've been on because they're just like not real and not kind and it's not like a family. But Dancing with the Stars, they're so supportive of you. They want to make sure you're comfortable with the things you're doing. And I just feel like it's such a good show to be a part of and like such a good thing that I like, I love that I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah. No, it's awesome.
How many reality shows has he done? Three?
I don't know. Maybe two?
Two?
Two or three, something like that. Yeah.
So this is obviously a 180 from, because he's filmed all the time in the other ones.
Yes.
But now he's just filmed for the 4 hours and then.
Yes, goes home. Yeah. Right. Which is different. And like dating shows are just like crazy. Like it's funny to hear like the inside of dating shows for him because I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah.
That's how things work. Like it's just like so interesting. And it's just funny that he's coming from like dating shows and like now he's on Dancing with the Stars.
Which is just a competition show.
Yes, exactly. And it's like not like as crazy, I feel like, as a dating show is.
Do you have to ask to come and do this?
Yes. I mean, I know what I like can't and like can talk about. And like, I know like some things that have to like stay secret, but usually they're like pretty good with it.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Do you hang out with Harry and any of the other pros and celebs?
Yes. I mean, I hang out with Harry ever since we met. We've like sometimes he'll drive me to rehearsal. Like we've gone to like a party and like an event together, which is really fun. But the other pros, I mean, they're just in different parts of life, you know, like they're moms or they're dads. They have kids, like they go home and they spend time with their kid. And like, obviously there's been times where I like spend time with them, but like not that much.
Yeah.
And usually like after rehearsals, I literally just want to go home, not talk to anybody and just sit. Like, that's all I want to do. Like, sometimes it's so draining and so hard that all you want to do when you get home is just, like, be with someone you're close with or just be alone and just, like, sit there because you're just so tired.
Do you work outside? Do you work out outside of rehearsal?
No. I'm not really, like, a working out girl. I like going to, like, workout classes. Like, I love cycle classes. But, like, I don't know. I've never been into, like, working out. And I feel like dancing is a workout itself. And, like, I'm so sore already from all the dancing I'm doing. So when I come home, I'm just, like, sitting there. I'm like, no way am I going to the gym right now.
Do you do that now, or are you just strictly focused on the dancing?
I'm just strictly focused on the dancing.
I feel like you're going to win.
You do?
Yeah.
Like, are you getting winning vibes?
Yes.
Okay, wait, that's what, like, people have been telling me, too. They're like, I just feel like you and Harry are going to win. I'm like, oh.
Because you have so much to prove, and you have so much, like, I don't want to say time, but you're
yes.
obviously in the position to where you can dedicate that
yes.
time.
Yes. No, yeah, I'm, like, dedicating my full heart into this, which I think is so important. I mean, if I win, that would be insane. And I mean, like, I do feel like pressure because I am the newest pro, and like, I'm gonna go out there and all eyes are gonna be like, is she gonna fail or is she gonna succeed, you know? And I'm like, I just want to like put my best foot forward and just like show them what I'm made of and what I've prepared literally my whole life to do. And like, I feel so ready, but there is that like pressure.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And also just like, the fact that Lindsay was on the show, it's like Lindsay did so good that people are probably expecting me to do really good as well. And so I just want to show them like what I'm made of and the talent I have. And that's just like the little bit of pressure that I have on myself.
Right.
Yeah.
You obviously have to be a good choreographer to be on the show.
Yes.
How confident are you in your skills?
I'm very confident. I feel like I've prepared for the choreography of like the Dancing with the Stars aspect. And I feel like I'm really ready for that. I mean, it's hard because there's a lot of people making comments like, she's too young to do the show. Like, she doesn't understand what she's getting herself into. Like, she's not ready mentally. Like, she's just too young and immature. But I feel like I've really proved the fact that, like, I am very mature for my age. And I, like, know how to do things. I know how to handle things when they get hard. And I've prepared for this my whole life. And I don't know if people understand that. Like, I've spent so many hours. Like, my mind was always set to do Dancing with the Stars. And so I feel ready, but you know, there's always that part of me that's like, I need to prove myself. Like, I need to prove that I can do this.
It's just so insane because as you scroll down your feed, it's just like your life in Utah.
Yeah.
And now it's like your
now
life.
Now it's like Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah. It's like not that far down.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I went to prom, like, not even like 4 months ago. And like, I graduated high school like 3 months ago. I've been hanging out with my friends like the rest of my summer. I just hung out with my friends before they all went off to school. And now I'm like here. Like, it was a completely different culture change, which is just insane.
Were you like the dancer in high school?
Yes. I mean, everyone kind of knew me as the dancer. I mean, I kind of always had like a platform on social media because I have three older sisters. And we have a YouTube channel together. It's called The Arnold Sisters. And we like just make YouTube videos, kind of talk about our lives. A lot of people are interested in my sister's kids because they all have kids and people love like watching them. They're all influencers themselves. And so I feel like I was kind of known in Utah and like at school, and everyone knew I was the dancer. Like, I was always like gone every weekend to another competition. Like, I couldn't really hang out much because I was in the studio like 10 hours a day. So everyone knew me as the dancer in Utah for sure.
Are you vlogging yourself here and posting on that channel?
Oh, yes. I've like already, I did like a whole like travel vlog, like moving to LA. Like, I want to do a vlog on the first show because I think that's so fun to just like see the insides of the show and how it really works. Because all you do see is like the dancing, but like to see like how things work, the times I need to be there, like the practices we do. I think it's really interesting to see because a lot of people don't see that.
Yeah, I want to know everything, even like the catering that you're getting the show day
yeah.
versus the catering you're getting on practice days. Like, yeah. What are they giving you? Is it heavy on your stomach?
They're like, we're giving it to you light. We don't want you to be bloated.
Yeah, is it a salad? Is it pizza? What are they giving you?
No, they feed us really well. I mean, at rehearsals, it's just like a crafty. So it's just like Cheez-Its, fruit snacks, soda, granola bars. Like, that's what we get on rehearsal days. But then, like, when we're there all day, there is like catered lunch. But it's all like, usually I feel like it's usually like a meat and like a vegetable and like potato. I feel like that's usually what it is.
Like a buffet style.
Yes. Okay. Yes. You can like decide what you want, but it's good food.
Right. Yeah. Do they give you food on practice days?
No, they don't.
Just the snacks.
Just the snacks. Yeah. But me and Harry DoorDash quite a bit because we need the meals.
Yeah.
If we want the rehearsal to go well, we need a meal.
Right. Is the rehearsal in a studio? I know it's their studio. Is it on their lot?
No. So it's just a random like studio, like just in LA. It's not by like the CBS studios or anything, but yeah, we all like rehearse there. There's people who don't live in LA. So a lot of the pros have to travel to a different state to practice with their partner.
Do they live there?
Yes. Yeah. Oh. So they like put them up in an apartment there. So like they film the show and then they fly back to the place where they live. Like for example, someone lives in Florida. And so the pro and the celebrity have to go to Florida, practice there, fly back, do the show, then fly back to Florida, practice. And it's just that, like, whole thing, which would be really hard to have to, like, travel like that. But, like, I mean, if I was in that position, it would be fine because it's not like I have any, like, obligations or, like, things I need to do. Because a couple times with my sister, Lindsay, she had to travel with a lot of her partners because they wanted to be home with their kids or just wanted to be, like, in their hometown. And she had to travel so much for a really long time, which is crazy.
How pumped are you that you're in LA versus, like, Idaho?
I'm so happy I'm in LA, which is good because I'm like, I need to get familiar with the place before I'm like traveling a bunch. And I'm not really like a traveling girl. Like I don't love traveling, but I would do it. But I'm glad I'm in LA just so I can kind of like see how it all works. Like I can actually go to the Dancing with the Stars studios. I can actually be here for it.
Yeah, you're a base camp.
Yes, exactly. Like I'm around everything and I'm super glad I'm in LA.
Yeah, you're driving, you're seeing the billboards. Like, you really get that experience.
Yes. No, I'm, like, seeing it, like, right in front of me, which is crazy.
Yeah, because if you're in, like, South Carolina, I feel like that's such more of a strain to try and be the dancer and the coach and then have to travel all the way here. And, like,
yes.
It's like...
Yeah, it's, like, kind of, like, you're getting away from the show and you're not, like, you're, like, wait, why am I doing rehearsals? Like, I'm not in it. And then you're, like, there and you're, like, whoa, wait, I'm, like, doing Dance with Stars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I can't wait for you and Jacob Elordi next season.
I know. I'm like, you hearing that? I need to be his partner, okay? Yeah.
Who else would you want to be partnered with?
Well, there was Patrick Dempsey, Justin Bieber. I would cry.
Would they let him? He's like a pro.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely think they'd let him as a celebrity because he's just like a singer. He would be so good at dancing, though. I don't think he'd do the show.
Right.
Truthfully.
He might.
Yeah, he might.
He's shocking.
Yeah. Well, when I was like 10 years old, I danced with him on his Purpose tour. Yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
How was that?
It was really fun. Well, so he did this thing where he had a song called Children, and he got different kids from each city that he traveled to, like four kids, and asked them to perform with him in the city they were in. So when he came to Salt Lake City, he had four dancers. I was one of the four dancers, and I danced with him.
Yeah.
And like, I just fell in love. And I would love if he was my partner for Dancing with the Stars. Wow. But that was really cool as a 10-year-old, like just performing at Purpose Tour with Justin Bieber. Like, I can't believe I did that. I feel like that was my prime. Like, when I was peaked. 10 is my prime. That's when I peaked.
Did you get to interact with him?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, we had like a little hello, but there wasn't much like spending time with him.
Did you do other experiences like that?
No, that was like the only thing. I mean, I was on Dance with Stars Juniors when I was 13.
And that was filmed in LA?
Yes. Yeah. So I lived in LA for like a month.
Did your parent have to come with you?
Uh-huh. Yeah. So with like when you're under 18, you have to have a parent on site all the time. And like you have to have like a teacher. You have to do like school the same amount of times you're rehearsing. They have like a limited rehearsal time. So you can only be in the studio for like 4 hours. And then on show days, they had to make it go really fast because they couldn't have kids there for too long. So it was actually crazy how they did it. But they did it. And it was a really fun show. Like I'm kind of questioning why they haven't done it again because I thought it was so like cute and fun.
How many seasons did you do with that?
It was just one. Yeah, they just stopped after one season. So I'm like, I'm wondering if maybe views weren't super high or like if it was just too hard to like do with like having younger kids. But I thought it was a really fun show. I wonder if they'll ever do it again.
Who was your partner?
Miles Brown from Black-ish. He was an actor. He was such a good dancer. We made it to the finale. We got second. Yeah, he was so good. He was so fun. We were like a really good pairing together because he knew how to dance. But that was seriously so fun. Yeah.
When you're performing, are you performing for the different judges? Because you kind of, you've studied the show.
Yes.
So you know what they look for.
Yes. Yeah.
So are you tailoring your dance to certain people?
Yes. I feel like I'm like definitely like they wouldn't like I'm like thinking of like corrections they'd give me like while I'm choreographing. I'm like, oh, they'd probably say something about this part or this part. But like, honestly, since it is my first season, I don't necessarily like know what they're like completely asking for. I mean, I have an idea, but I really won't know until we do our first dance, like what they think of like my choreography and like my dancing, which is scary, but I'm excited.
You mentioned that you cried earlier.
Uh-huh.
Do you cry a lot?
Oh, yes.
Do you think you'll cry from a judge's response?
I probably will. I mean, I cry even when they say nice things. Like, after, like, I remember when I did Dance with Stars Juniors after our first dance, like, it's just such a, like, overwhelming feeling, and you're so nervous. And, like, after we did the dance, like, we were just, like, standing there getting corrections, like, from the judges, and everything was nice. Like, they were saying nice things. And then all of a sudden, I just, like, started crying. I'm like, I don't know why I'm crying, but, like, I just danced, and, like, I'm crying, so I probably will. After our first dance, just all the feelings are just going to come out. Even if they say nice or mean things, I'm going to cry regardless, I think.
Do you think you can handle the criticism from judges?
Oh, yes, for sure. I mean, I grew up with really tough teachers, like, people telling me I, like, wasn't good. I mean, I've, like, grown up just, like, in the dance world, and sometimes it's hard because coaches are so hard on their students. And some people work in, like, the tough way. Like, they give you, like, mean comments to, like, boost you up. So I feel like I have really tough skin, and I'm a really tough person. So, like, if they say something mean, I'm just going to kind of, like, brush it off, maybe cry later. But, like, usually I can keep my composure.
Is that something that most dancers handle well? Because when Charlie got some, like, she got a 39, and the one person who gave her a 9 was pretty critical. And mm-hmm. the way that she responded as far as, like, well, we're going to take into consideration, and we're going to do better, and we're going to come back next week.
Yeah.
Like, is that something that you're just conditioned to do because you have to appease them?
Yes. No, as a dancer, you have to have tough skin because it's a subjective kind of thing. Like, you could be a really talented dancer, but the person watching you could not like you, and then you just don't do well at a competition. That's just kind of how it is. You have to have really tough skin, and you just have to, like, be confident in yourself and not necessarily let what other people's opinions, like, you don't let the opinions matter, you know? But, yeah, you definitely just kind of have to, like, take it with a grain of salt, move on, and try to be better for the next week.
Did you watch other shows like Dance Moms?
Oh, yes. Dance Moms is extreme, though. Like, the moms on that show, I mean, it was so entertaining, but that's not really how, like, the real dance world is at all. It's yeah. like, I mean, if you got all the craziest dance moms in the world, yes, it would be like that. But, like, my mom is super chill, and, like, all the moms of my friends that are dancers are super chill, so we never had that kind of issue. And there was never an Abby Lee Miller in my dance studio.
At what age did you start dancing?
I started when I was, like, 4 years old.
Oh, wow. Yep. A
yeah.
baby.
Yes. Yeah. So I just did, like, baby classes, and then I really started to compete when I was, like, 9 years old.
Oh, that's so cool. Yeah. My wife upstairs, she did dancing.
Uh-huh.
And her first performance in front of everybody, she got so nervous, she walked off stage and never went back.
Really? Oh, that is funny. I mean, I remember, like, one of my first times dancing. There was a girl that we were about to go dance, and she peed her pants right before we went on.
Did she go on stage?
Yes. Oh. She went on stage. She peed her pants before we went on. I'm like, oh my gosh, that is so sweet. So I have nieces and a nephew, and my oldest niece, who's like 2.5, has already gotten into dance classes, and I am just so excited to be like her little dance mom and like just to see her do all the things, because I think she's going to be like a pretty good dancer.
That's great.
I mean, she better be because she's in a like dancing family. Yeah. So.
Wow. Well, I'm so excited for the episode to come out. I'm so excited to see your routine.
I know. I am so excited. It's going to be crazy.
I really do think you're going to go far.
I mean, I hope so.
I hope so, too.
I mean, I'm ready. I'm in it. Yeah. And so if the people like us, I think we're going to do really well.
Cool. Well, yeah. Your TikTok, your Instagram, your YouTube channel is going to be linked down below. Guys, yes. Go check it out. Where can everybody follow you?
On Instagram, RileyArnold1, and on TikTok, RileyArnold.
How do you spell Riley?
R-Y-L-E-E, and then A-R-N-O-L-D.
Cool. Guys, go vote for them, because voting is for the week.
Yes. Yep. So after our first show, watch it. The premiere is on September 26th. Watch it. Vote for us after. And yeah.
Good luck.
Thank you. Cool. I'm so excited. Thank you for having me. This is so fun.
Thanks for coming by.
Yeah, of course.
Cool. Lightweights out.
Cool. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, of course.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. It prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.